Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We are about to hear the eighth part of a 10-part interview done by Sid Roth of Tom Horn and Chris Putnam, the authors of Exo Vaticana and Petros Romanos, these books talking about end time prophecy. And it is pretty wild how these things are coming to pass. We just want you to hear it. You know, get the books yourself. It's referenced. Everything that's said has been referenced and interviewed. Obviously, this is not all Catholics they're talking about. They were talking about inside of the Catholic organization, the church, and what's mm-hmm. taking place. We're going to go right in there so we can get the full interview. Listen to Sid Roth. It's supernatural. Interviewing Tom Horn and Chris Putnam.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Tom Horn, is red hot from the Messiah from literally the time he became a believer. He has been prepared to do the research so that true believers will not be deceived in the last days. This is a show that I never thought I would be doing, Tom. It's too outrageous for me. But the more I get into it, the more I see the scriptural connections, the more that I see the research you have, the more that I have to believe that this is true. Your brand new book is literally just off the press. We have exclusive rights for a season. It's called Exo Vaticana with two CDs we're making available for a gift of $30. But this is what I asked you to do yesterday. For the next 2 days, I want you to paint a picture of what you see coming, starting with what you call, and many others call, the last pope.
There's intrigue that surrounds how this final pope is going to accommodate the newly celebrated astrotheology of some of Rome's top astronomers, theologians, whether this will somehow fulfill these Catholic prophecies we've talked about, too, concerning the coming man of sin, the seed of Satan, either as an alien serpent savior or as a deceiver that points mankind to a god of another world. And you're right. That just sounds outrageous, right? and it won't be until somebody gets this book from you and they read it and they read the actual astronomers that we interviewed and the stuff that they told us that they'll be able to nail down in their mind that no matter how incredible this may sound, it is an emerging belief system that has its seat in Rome. But in point of fact, the Bible told us a lot about this before any of these astronomers did. The Bible describes both the false prophet. Is that going to be this new pope, Petrus Romanus? It also describes the Antichrist as having allegiances and endowments that are not of this earth. Not only can both of them call fire down from out of those heavens, suspected to be the host location of aliens, Revelation 13, 12 and through 14 and so on talk about that, and describe a clear alliance between the powers of the celestial realm and these two leading end-time characters on earth. But not only does that happen, but the prophet Daniel tells us that their belief system will actually honor a strange alien god. This is a true interpretation of the Hebrew Old Testament. In Daniel 11:38 through 39, here's what it says, quote, "But in his estate shall he honor the god of forces, and a god whom his fathers knew not, shall he honor with gold and silver, precious stones, pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds," that's the Hebrew mazim, "with a strange god, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many and shall divide the land for gain," end quote. Now, there's several parts of this prophecy from Daniel concerning the arrival of the Antichrist and his celebration of a strange alien god that stands out just really unusual. First, the god of forces that he describes or alternatively, God of fortresses. This is connected to Baal Shamim, literally the Lord of the heavens. And this is an ancient sky deity that the Manichaean Gnostics worshipped as the greatest angel of the greatest power of the heavens. But the second reference in that text is what really gets me. It's to a deity that he calls a strange god. The Hebrew text there can literally be rendered an alien god. So there is this extraordinary prophecy in the book of Daniel that seemed to have forecast the very stuff that we're now talking about that is emerging right at the same time that the 700-year-old Zohar tells us that the Antichrist would appear, and a 900-year-old Catholic prophecy tells us the final pope would appear at exactly that same time. Theology is intentionally being developed that would accommodate what it sounds like the prophet Daniel was describing. And so, with that in mind, we provide in this book that you're making available to people sources that make it evident that for hundreds of years, both Catholic prophets and Protestant reformers even believed that the Antichrist would ultimately champion a strange alien god through an apostate priesthood, and that to some extent this would be seated in Rome. Catholics believe that too. And that also, that union would ultimately lead to war and destruction from the heavens. One thing we didn't take time to talk about is the fact that turn of the century, Protestant reformers also set dates. We don't set dates, but they did. And guess what? More than two dozen of them, including famous turn of the century preachers like Jonathan Edwards, old sinners in the hands of an angry God, Jonathan Edwards, guess what? He said in the year 2012 will be the date in which the Antichrist and the false prophet will begin their emergence upon the earth. More than two dozen Protestant reformers made that prediction. The Theological Dictionary of Princeton University, 1830, the end will begin in the year 2012. So over and over, both Protestants, Catholics, evangelicals, and also occultic sources, the Maya, the end of their calendar. They didn't say the end would come. That's baloney. What they said was a new time would dawn upon the earth, out of which will come a new form of man. And the Maya also saw two great leaders would emerge upon the earth at that period of time, of which the earth would be enamored. So, Sid, what I'm saying is we're now facing a world. It's a world of change. It's a strange time. And we're harnessing the cosmic energies now in a way that may not play out very well for mankind.
Now, tell me about your scenario of perhaps hybrid humans.
Yeah, well, this is extraordinary. I've not only wrote the book on transhumanism and the connection it may play with the arrival of an Antichrist. I'm also producing a documentary film on the subject. This is a very growing popular belief that we are entering what is now being called the hybrid age. And what they mean by that is that this is an age now in which we're going to do to humans what we have been doing with genetically modified crops, what we have been doing with genetically modified animals and super salmon and all that stuff. And you can't go to the store today. If you go down to your local super Walmart and you buy almost anything off the shelf, it is now contaminated with genetically modified organisms. And we're not going to know, if the Lord tarry, we're not going to know what the results of that is going to be on our health, on our genetics, or anything else. But now, the next step is to begin doing to humans what we have been doing with genetically modified crops and genetically modified animals. And we could talk about the genetics, the robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, synthetic biology. But I happen to believe that some of this actually has its date in the past, when things happened, what would we call them, the watchers who came down, this ancient story, this legend that I happen to believe has its roots in truth, when these powerful angels, we could think of them as being genetic scientists who came down. And what did they do? They started interbreeding with humans, and they mixed animal genetics and human genetics, and they created this bizarre creature called the Nephilim of ancient days. But the prophecy in Matthew 24 tells us, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be at the coming of the Son of Man. So once again, are we seeing a very powerful sign that tells us us the times in which we are living, in which man now, for the first time since the Great Flood, has intentionally set about to alter the human genetic code and to do what we believe happened once before when it said that all flesh, both man and beast, had been corrupted, and that ultimately led to the Great Flood, in which God had to obliterate these contaminated bloodlines and start over again with Noah and his offspring.
Well, this sounds, this intermingling in the foods and now in the humans of corrupting sounds just like the days of Noah again.
It absolutely does, Sid. In fact, one of the university professors that's well connected to transhumanism, he's the director of the Future of Humanity Institute, and he's advocating that to build the superior man of the future, we need to blend the genetics of humans with animals and plants, synthetic life forms. It does. It sounds identical to what the, you know, all of the ancient records that are both reflected in the Bible and also just period pieces of the time, what we would now think of as, you know, newspaper reports. People seeing what they saw and reporting what was going on with the blending of animal genetics, plant genetics, human genetics. What's very interesting about some of this, and we'll run out of time to talk about, is how you know, some of these people see these man with beast combinations opening dimensions, opening portals to other realities, opening our eyes, that in the same way that the animal kingdom has levels of perception that are beyond human, like animals can sense earthquakes, smell tumors, dogs can hear sounds above 40,000 hertz, dolphins even higher, but we also know, based on the scripture, at least in the story of the biblical story of Balaam's donkey, they might also be able to see into the spirit world. And it is amazing right now that from the transhumanists, the world's leaders actually in this field, all the way over to the Arizona State University that recently launched what's called the Sophia Project, that behind their transhumanist aspirations is the quest. In fact, on the Arizona State University website, it actually says to make contact with deceased people, spirit guides, angels, otherworldly entities and extraterrestrials, and or a universal intelligence or God. So they specifically want to use this as a method to open portals that were closed by God in order to make contact with other kinds of intelligence.
You can't possibly understand end times without these two books. They document secret files in the Vatican Library and belief in aliens.
We have those books available. You can go to sidroth.org, or you can go to the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Click on the torch. Understand that we are in times right now. I'm looking at an article right now on the Public Radio International's website that says bioengineers create lifelike human ear with 3D printer. They print a human ear in 15 minutes.
Wow.
In 15 minutes. And it's going to be made available. I mean, you can look at related articles to what's happening in this eighth part of the interview. That they, in 15 minutes, they're printing a human ear. And it's basically the cartilage and everything that would go behind the ear, and it grows. And it, once it's implanted, and they're looking for, you know, children that don't, that are born without an ear and different things, mm-hmm. or, you know, soldiers that have lost an ear, to be able to put it behind the ear. But it's like we're actually tinkering with, they have change the DNA with a jellyfish, a glowing jellyfish, with sheep. And now they have glowing sheep that glow in the dark. I'm telling you, these are the things that are happening right now. We're messing with God's DNA strands inside of our human cell structure, that how we're made up of. Listen, what they're saying, hey, if you think it's weird, you're not the only one. I'm just kind of like eking by these interviews going, this is, can't be real. But, you know, he said it'll be just like in the days of Noah. So we've got to face the Nephilim. That, how did that come to pass? And it came to pass because you think about the fallen angels that are in the second heaven. Look at Ephesians 6 and 12 and Genesis chapter 6. So those guys somehow come in with the daughters of men, and all of a sudden a new breed is born. This, they call them the heroes of old in Genesis 6. But today, everybody is so prepped for this thing. Listen, you need, don't try to figure this out. Just turn to God and abide, and he will lead you all the way through this. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.